It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Hey there, Charlie, and happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you very much, and hi.
As if I needed any more myths and folklore to haunt my dreams about this particular insect, but Charlie, you've got the good, the bad, and the ugly about earwigs.
Yes, all the good stuff that science fiction movies are made out of. And that's the reputation earwigs have, is they'll crawl in, they'll eat your brains and leave eggs behind. But of course, none of that really happens. They will attack your plants, especially young growth of vegetables and flowers and herbs. And if you have a lot of them, they could cause some damage. But they also are very beneficial to your garden. And one of our listeners sent me a really interesting article all about that that got me thinking about earwigs. They also eat aphids and they eat other insect eggs. So they can be a beneficial insect in your garden as long as you don't have too many of them. Get a newspaper, roll it up, put some vegetable oil in the center of it, maybe sprinkle a little water on it, and put it down in a shady area, damp area where earwigs like to hang out in your garden, and leave it there overnight. In the morning, unfold the newspaper and you might have a whole bunch of earwigs in there because that's what they like. They like the oil, they like the shade and the dampness. And then you can just sprinkle them out in somewhere else away from your garden. If that happens a couple times, you can kind of reduce the population that way. If you have so many of them, you can also spread diatomaceous earth. They're a good insect to have in your garden in low numbers, but they're also a complex insect. They're one of the few insects that actually lays eggs and nurtures them kind of like a bird would. They will make a little nest, they'll lay eggs, they'll sit on that nest, and then once they hatch, the mother will feed those little babies and move the nest if they're in danger until they've molted a couple times, and then she can let them go off on their own. So they're actually a beneficial insect and a more complex one than we normally think of.
Okay, I feel a little better about earwigs, but still, I don't want them anywhere near me. Here's a question from Morgan, and Morgan writes to say, for years I've been fighting an invasive root system in my garden. Their main fibers are really tough. They lead to these large, thick clusters of really fine root hairs all near the surface of my raised beds. I'm thinking it might be from a large hemlock tree, but Morgan says it's almost impossible to grow anything in the garden beds. Is there any way that you can help Morgan with the tree roots?
Yeah, so if you're gardening near trees, that often will happen. Roots will get into your raised beds because it's such great soil, and they will compete with anything you plant. So the thing you might want to do, Morgan, one of the things, of course, is to cut around the outside of that raised bed to sever the roots. You can actually create a new raised bed or dig up this old one. And when you put the raised bed down, put some hardware cloth underneath it and the bottom of it. And that will prevent a lot of these roots from getting into the bed itself and into the soil. If even that doesn't work, you can always grow things in elevated raised beds. That's a raised bed that's about a foot deep that's sitting on four legs. And of course, if you're off the ground, the tree roots hopefully won't find you.
Here's a question from Ashley. Why would some of my peony plants have nice, healthy stalks with beautiful blooms, while others that are located in the same garden with lots of sun have thin stems and tiny buds that barely form any flowers?
Yeah, so Ashley, that could be a couple different things. Fertilizer, if you've been using any fertilizer in that garden, maybe to accumulated around those, and sometimes when you do that, you get an imbalance and you don't get a lot of flowers blooming. The thin stems usually is a case of not getting enough sun, but it sounds like you've got it throughout that garden. And it also could have been that freeze we had back about a month or so ago. I noticed my peonies, some of them are soft and not really opening properly. It's all due to that weather. So I'd say give them another chance, make sure they have full sun, and you should be good next year.
Okay, submit your gardening questions at vermontpublic.org. Search All Things Gardening, submit the garden question in the post, and save some of those gardening questions and ask them live when you visit Vermont Public's YouTube channel to watch the live stream Wednesday, June 21st at 6:30, All Things Gardening Live event. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.